giving my life through Christ, and I battle every day because my husband's not saved. I just thank God for everything that he's given me. You know, I am trying to raise my kids knowing Christ, and, you know, it's hard with my husband not being saved, but I wake up every day and ask God to give me another chance to get it right, and I just pray and hope that one day my husband will see things through God's eyes.
Wow, what a story. Thank you. And, you know, can I encourage you on this journey that you're on? I can hear it in your voice that you have confidence in Christ, but also concern for the well-being of your family and your husband, that you keep that, but continue to grow in confidence. We need to be confident to know that God will do a work. We don't know what God is going to do in the lives of those that we love. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? We can only be responsible for the inputs, for the prayers, for the concern, for the love. We let God be responsible for the results. Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. And you know, as we wrap up this week, we thought it would be really a good thing to ask this question, because we talk about knowing Christ and we talk about reaching this next generation. How did you come to Christ? I think your story might encourage someone else. And we're live. We're taking your calls on our story line today at 888-888-1717. And I hope you'll fill it up so we have some great stories to share on future programs. We already have callers that have been recorded already from our archives for today's program that we're going to be sharing in the program coming up here. But we'd love to hear from you on our storyline at 888-888-1717. How did you come to Christ? Was it through an aha moment, an awareness, the Spirit, you know, the God Spirit leading you? Was it through a friend that introduced you to Christ? Was it through child evangelism in Sunday school? Or maybe it was through an oh-no moment, a crisis in your life, a crisis of confidence, a crisis of life and death, where you had to make a decision about how you chose to live. And we'd love to hear your story again on our storyline. 888-888-1717 is that phone number. All right, I think we're going to get started by going to Arizona first, and Sarah is our first caller. So, Sarah, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
When I was 21 years old, I walked in the doors of a church, and just 2 weeks after I started going there, I attempted suicide. They had no idea just how broken I was, but they intentionally loved on me, and especially two families in particular that mentored me and loved me and modeled the love of Christ, invited me to their homes and their families. And you have to understand, you know, I was a manipulative little liar. I was just desperate for love and broken in so many ways and diagnosed with everything in the book. But now after 20 years, the Lord has done a miracle in my life. I just graduated with my master's degree in social work, and I'm excited to be able to look for work where I can share the love of Jesus with other broken people. Those two families came for my graduation, and you know, it's like starting all over again. I'm 42, so 21 years later, here I am, and start a new beginning in Christ. I really appreciate your show. It's so important to be intentional about loving people who aren't very lovable, because I really wasn't very lovable. And it was a long time. You know, it didn't happen overnight. God transformed me, and he's still working on me.
Amen, Sarah. Listen, people ask, is it real? Is this thing about a God I cannot see? You talk about being saved. You talk about being reborn, being transformed. What in the world does that mean? And what's the evidence of it? Because we do. We submit to a God that we cannot see. And I think part of the evidence is what you're going to hear today. This is the evidence of changed lives. That's what we're hearing. What finally brought you to faith in Christ, and what difference has it made? 888-888-1717. We have a friend of the ministry, Trish Porter Topmiller. She was a U.S. Olympian, a longtime friend of Intentional Living, a supporter, and very creative, and has a family that is reaching people for Christ. And she prayed for her daddy for many, many years to come to faith in Christ. And that faith was tested. And we have a story. She shared her story, and I thought, hey, let's share some of that story with you, and we'll tell you how you can listen to the whole thing elsewhere. But take a listen to Trish about how she prayed for and really loved on her dad spiritually. So Trish, you know, in your book, King Here, it's about the fact that nobody's ever too far from that reach of Christ. And yet, if anybody was, quote, too far, it seems like in reading your book, it was your dad. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he was. I never thought he was. I thought it was impossible. And the Bible talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And that is what I felt about my dad. My dad was rich. You know, he put his trust and worth in his money, his self-esteem in his money. He had no need for God.
You know, that once powerful father of yours, it sounds like he had a lot of series of events that really robbed him of that power, kind of took him from what he thought was in his control. Can you tell us about that?
So lots of people make money so they can have things. My dad didn't care about things, really. He just liked the challenge and the thrill of making money. But through a series of events and through a series of people, which started with him losing 97% of his money and then losing his health, he became addicted to OxyContin. At 81, he developed breast cancer, and his mother had died of breast cancer. He felt helpless. He felt like he had no purpose. He felt like he couldn't impact others. He didn't have any hope.
Wow. There's more to that story, by the way. She was a U.S. Olympian and a listener of Intentional Living, a supporter, and the entire story was recorded, and you can hear it at our program highlights page when you go to theintentionallife.com today. It's all there for you. You can join me on the air live, Facebook. You can leave your story or call me as well, 888-888-1717. Question's real simple today. How did you finally come to Christ and faith in Christ? You think, well, I don't have a dramatic story. Some of you are a Sunday school class growing up in a Christian home, and one day God just spoke to you and you gave your life to Christ. Sometimes those of us who, that's really the path we've been down. We were in a family that supported biblical things. We were taught biblical truth, came to Christ early on. We think we got to have some dramatic story. Some of you do have a dramatic story, but I'm going to tell you, every story is dramatic. Every transformation is dramatic. No one is too far gone, because ultimately God's intention for all of us, the scripture says, he loves us, he cares for us, and he wants us to come to him. And the stories, boy, they don't get any better than that. 888-888-1717. We'll be right back. Got more calls and more of Trish, more of your calls as well in a couple minutes.
How I'm living intentionally is changing the music that I listen to. You know, certain kind of hip-hop music and certain kind of alternative rock and roll music, the lyrics don't really put you in the line of following in Christ's word. So I'm just eliminating that type of music from my music library.
Hi, I have been intentional and focused by studying Philippians, and it teaches you to keep joy in your heart and Christ in your center no matter what. And when you've got Christ in your heart, you can be intentional and help others.
Me and my wife, we live our lives intentionally by sharing the Word of God through the reservation, through singing ministry and whatnot. We just want to thank you and your team for everything that you've done through your programming of bringing God's message.
The thing I'm doing that's intentional the most is praying for my coworkers, and I'm trying to teach them about God's love and mercy. That is what I'm doing intentionally for Jesus.
I think that is so cool. Thank you all for sharing that. Can I just encourage you? If you got a one thing that you're doing in your life that you're just saying, hey, I'm kind of proud of this, something that I've made a change in my life, or something you're doing that honors God and is benefit to you, and you'd be willing to share it like these folks have, would you do that on our storyline? Would you take a moment and say, hey, Randy, here's my one thing, and tell us what it is, and we'd love to share your story in an upcoming show. You can call 888-888-1717. Is the phone number, 888-888-1717. You know, in my book, The Power of One Thing, How to Intentionally Change Your Life, I make the statement on page 10 that doing one thing to intentionally love your spouse each day will change your marriage. I believe that. Doing one thing intentionally to read God's Word and pray each day for even a few minutes will lead to spiritual growth. Doing one thing to exercise each day will lead to better physical health. Doing one thing to be truthful and reliable each day will result in people counting on you. Doing one thing to control your anger each day will reduce violence and abuse. Doing one thing to maintain healthy opposite-sex friendships each day will prevent the destructive results from emotional or physical affairs. I believe that. You know, this book, The Power of One Thing, has been read by thousands of people, And it's a book that just has got a very simple message. It teaches how to put the power of one thing to work in your relationship. That's why we love to hear your stories. If you have a commitment for one this month that you'd be committed to for 30 days, I'd love to hear what that one thing would be. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, put in /WB for wristband and tell us what it is. Tell us what your one thing is, and we'd love to send you the one thing wristband, same one I wear every day, as a way of encouraging you on your journey for one thing for 30 days. One thing can change your life over these next 30 days. So again, go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. All right, Charles is in Michigan today. Hey, Charles, my friend, it says here that you hit bottom. So tell us what happened to you there at the bottom, and how did God show up for you?
I hit bottom. I was in jail. I've been suffering with addictions for all the way until I was 45 years old. When I finally came to Christ, I was raised with Christ and God, but I always felt like God was way up here and he was looking down at me. When I finally came to Christ was when I realized that God isn't way up here looking down at me, that he really wanted to be in my heart.
Boy, I hear the tenderness. So you grew up with the idea that God was far away and he was some distant God for other people, maybe not for me.
Yes, I did, yeah. And that I could never live up to him.
How real is God in your life today?
God is all my life, 100%. I have 10 years clean and sober. I'm a big part of my church. I'm in the men's ministry. I'm in all kinds of ministry. God is every second of me and my wife's life now in my family.
Mm. We talk about intentional living. One of the things I believe, Charles, and I've seen this, nothing good starts to happen in our life until we declare that something has to change. And there was a point that you must have, you remember the moment, the day when you said, enough of this, and I declare my intention to be a follower of Christ?
Yes. The day that I finally had enough, it was another day that I would have probably did something. I was looking at probably hurting myself. I was supposed to be there for my boys. They were even close in town, and I had been so messed up the whole night and the whole week and the whole month before that I couldn't even make it to see my boys. And that day I realized I can't do this anymore. And I turned myself into a rehab. And one of the counselors there, the way that it really hit me that God isn't way up there, one day he asked me, what do you think prayer is? And I told him, well, it's when you ask for something. And he goes, no, Chuck, you got this wrong. He goes, prayer is like if you have a new friend and you want to get to know him, prayer is just talking to him and getting to know him. And that is when it finally hit home that God could come down to me, and that was my transforming moment there.
Amen. That's powerful. Hey, listen, there's a story. It's real. It's transformational. Hard for me to imagine that there's not something real here happening. When someone who hit the bottom in jail, life kind of on the rocks, and he says enough, gives his life to Christ. Is that just psychological? I know some listening thinking that's a psychological thing. I've been around long enough to see people whose lives have been transformed. There's something going on. And we know, of course, what the scripture teaches, it's a God thing. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you sharing your story. Let's go. You're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717. Mark did. Tough situation. Came to Christ. Mark, tell us about it. What happened?
Dr. Randy, I did not know that God could make himself that real, that plain. I had an encounter with God some 17 years ago. I'm a social worker, and I'm just down the street from you. I'm here on one of the Indian reservations in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really from here. I'm from Arizona, but I came here on a track scholarship 35 years ago and run at Central Arizona in Casa Grande, Coolidge, and then went to Arizona State. But later in life, I became a social worker and worked for one of the Indian community here in Arizona. And when the work got so hard, I walk off the job and tell my wife I will never go back.
Hmm.
when I walk off the job that Friday into Saturday morning, Dr. Randy, I got picked up out of the couch. I can't explain it. All I can do is tell you what happened to me, and it's real. Hmm. I had an out-of-body experience that God put me down in front of the microwave in the kitchen, and he spoke to me just like I'm speaking to you, and he says, look at the date. Remember the time. Your life will never be the same. You have done too many good for too many people to go to hell. And Dr. Randy, he hung out with me for a while before he let me go. He even tell me that I should have been dead in June of 1990, but he said, I kept you because you have work to do for me.
Oh.
So, Dr. Randes, I have one of these mind-boggling experiences, like Saul on the Damascus Road. Now that, you know, I'm a mature Christian in the sense that I've been walking with God for the past 17 years. Dr. Randy, I'm still here doing what I'm doing for God because even after that encounter, he ordered me back. Oh, yeah. He ordered me back. It was like he was looking in my eyes, and he said to me three times, he says, don't you ever disobey me. I am ordering you to go back to heal an Indian community and care for my kids, Dr. Randy. And that's where it started for me. And the Shekinah glory, the presence of God just start moving in my life. I'm still here 27 years doing what I'm doing to glorify him, but...
Hey, listen, Mark, I'll tell you something. Here's a fact. God moves in mysterious ways. He moves in ways that we don't understand. I've never had any experience like that. God's never moved in my life like that. I mean, he touches people in different ways. We see that in Scripture. And so... Are you ready to receive what God has in terms of touching your life? And wherever you are today, I think the message is either God is real, either this is real, what we're talking about, or we're all really off base here, big time, all over the planet, thousands and millions of people. But we hear the stories. What's yours? You know, how did you finally come to Christ? What was it that brought you to Christ? What difference has it made? I'd love to hear someone who says, hey, you know, it was a Sunday morning in Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher shared the story, and I gave my life to Christ. What's your story? What difference has it made in your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. Back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
There's going to be a season in our life when there's going to be joy. There's going to be a season when we have grief. We can't get through a lifetime without loss and death and grief. And here's a real point for this lesson this month. Is that you and I live our lives in the space between these two realities. We tend to grow, not when things are happy and successful and full. You and I grow in life when we're going through grief and death and failure and sadness and emptiness.
That is so true, and I've experienced that with the people I've worked with and in my own life over the years. This month has been the topic on resiliency here at the end of the month, sort of a last call. Members, those of you who are part of the Intentional Living community, you've already received the teaching, both audio and video, but it's sort of a last call for new members, those joining us here in May. We want to get this to you, plus get ready to send you our brand new teaching next month on the decades of life. And so go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and by the way, as we wrap up May, can I invite those of you, maybe you can't join us monthly right now, but you could share an additional love gift or a single gift with the ministry. And to encourage you, because that's why we make these resources available, I'd like to send you our brand new ebook, audiobook called Your Salvation is Assured, Establishing a Firm Foundation for Your Relationship with God, a book that our team put together based on my teaching. And we'd love to get that to you. Again, as a way of saying thank you for your support, go to theintentionallife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com, okay? TheIntentionalLife.com. You know, earlier we were talking with Trish Porter Topmiller, who was a U.S. Olympian and is a longtime supporter of Intentional Living. And, you know, and she was telling her story about how she was praying for her father and the difference that made. The whole story, by the way, is available in a podcast, and I'll be telling you just a little bit later how you can hear it, the entire podcast of my interview with Trish. And so I'll be telling you about that in just a couple minutes. Trish, you're hoping and praying, I know for years, that your father will finally come to faith in Christ, and then you get the news, and it's not the news that your father has come to Christ.
Yeah, wow. So in 2012, my 11-year-old daughter Shannon and I were driving home from Colorado Springs. Shannon's a figure skater, and the next day was the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And as a 1988 Olympian, I often do media on that day. And so I had a couple TV interviews scheduled, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from Channel 13 TV. And then over the phone, I hear a lady say, "Can you please confirm that your husband's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona?" I didn't know what to say. Right then and there, my whole world changed. So all of a sudden, half my family was gone. My husband, Pat, of 20 years, he was a 1984 and 1988 Olympian. We had met at the Olympics. So I used to call him my gold medal, and then my children after that, both Connor and Shannon, were my gold medals, and they were our laughter. And so for me, my whole world changed.
You know, I've talked about the importance of declaring your intentions. It's literally step one in the intentional living process. And when you lost your husband and your son, you declared your intention. Can you tell us about that moment, that power of making that declaration of intention?
Yes, I did it literally almost daily with everybody who I spoke with. I said, "I trust you, Lord," and I had my one hand up in the air, and then my other hand, as life goes crazy and is not what you thought it would be, and your life is in turmoil, I bring my right hand up to my left hand in prayer, up to God, and I say, "I trust you, God."
Hmm. Thank you, Trish. That's Trish Porter Topmiller. She's a U.S. Olympian, intentional living listener, sharing her story of her life and her father's life. We only share a little bit of it on the air, but the entire interview with Trish is available at our highlights page when you go to theintentionallife.com. You know, Facebook, those of you joining us live on Facebook today are posting some of your stories. Kristen, for instance, she said, "In 2011, I was at work and we were talking about God. And the other girl, apparently, that she's working with said, 'We don't believe in those fairy tales.'" Right, Kristen? You ever had that? You ever had someone kind of approach and say, "We don't believe that, do we?" And you're kind of forced to say, "What do you believe?" You're being asked that kind of question. She goes on to say, "I said, nope." The other girl who was a Christian didn't say much, but she played Christian music throughout the night. And so I started to look for a Christian radio station. Here's what's interesting. She said, "I found Family Life Radio and God began working in my life." That's why we believe in the power of Christian radio. As Christian musicians and speakers, as we work together and just saying, "Hey, this is what God's doing in our life. This is the difference it's making." That's powerful. It really is. So thank you, Kristen. We got others coming in we'll try to get to as well. Phone line's going to remain open because we're going to stay here in the studio and continue to record for a later program. I do want to say this. You know, today we've been talking about waiting on loved ones to put their faith in Christ. And I want you to know that when you become a monthly supporter, I just want to say, hey, listen, you make moments like this possible. Take a listen.
"I just cannot reach God. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something now."
Well, Louise, listen, I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide. Have you ever given your life to Him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, "God, I know your will and I want you in my life"? Have you ever done that?
No.
Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
If you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
the day I gave my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, talking to Luis, having a chance to pray with him and see him make a decision for Christ, we're all in this together. You're a part of it. Thank you for your prayers for Luis and for so many others who are listening, maybe today, maybe you, as you made that decision for Christ. Today, as we talked about how did you come to Christ, and hearing the story of Trish and what's happened in her life and with her family and her dad, it's been a powerful thing. And I hope it's impacted your life as much as me. And you know what? If you'd like to hear the complete interview that I had with Trish, plus an ongoing update of what's happening in her life right now, with a really fascinating discussion about what she and her husband have been doing during this stage of their life to grow closer to each other and to use their time wisely, I hope you won't miss the Intentional Living podcast, which is going to be loaded here just very soon. It'll be available about an hour from now or so. Love to have you go and listen to it. And by the way, Trish has made available to us here at Intentional Living a supply of her book, King Here, as she talks about this journey in her life and the story of her life. And so it's a reminder that no one is too rich or too far away from God to come to Him. And she's making that book available to those of you who would like a copy. You can ask for it here at our ministry, and we'll get it out to you. Here's the only way you can do it, though. Come on over to our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on that little listen button, and there you'll see a list of our podcast, including the one today about how did you come to Christ. And I encourage you to listen to the entire interview with Trish, and then maybe you know someone who could benefit from reading her book, King Here, and you can fill out that form, and we'll get it to you as long as supplies last. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. Thank you for helping us reach more people for Christ. That's why this ministry exists. Now more than ever, we need to be reaching out, touching the lives of people, offering them the hope of what it means to live an intentional life in Christ. And I want to say thank you for helping make that possible. God bless you, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.